okay, we are post show Saturday night. This is Reach's first time back in Windsor in five years.
What's the deal?
What's the deal, man? I haven't played here in 5 years. I quit my old band and now I'm back.
So, how long have you been doing this?
Ever since I quit the Hyde Isles, I gave up pretty much rock and roll. I focused on sitar. Then I started writing songs again. Then I put a band together and recorded a record, and the album came out in May. So we've been doing it since May, pretty much.
And you're living in Montreal.
Yeah.
What do you mean, put a band together? How do you find, like, these guys aren't, like, okay?
Well, they're, like, my really good friends, and they just happen to be, like, the best musicians in Montreal.
Well, that helps when forming a band. Now, you had some people say they want you to come back. You had a show booked in London.
Yeah.
It fell through. A guy from London, Ontario, London, England, living in London, Ontario, who didn't know that show was even happening,
yeah,
knew this was happening, yeah, because he's been paying attention to your music.
He said he bought the records for, like, in May.
How would he know about your band in London? What kind of promo and press is going out on your behalf for him to know you from... Nothing.
I don't know.
He doesn't know Besnard. Like, he doesn't know High Dials.
Oh, but he knows
what's
the Stone,
his connection.
He knows the Stone Roses, and then he probably heard Elephant Stone. He associates with the Stone Roses. That's probably it.
Well, because do you have some kind of push, a media push coming up anywhere, to like, and a tour or anything coming up?
We've been playing shows here and there. Nothing crazy yet. I'm getting old, so it's like.
Well, what brought you here then? What, you were gonna just do?
I just remember.
Shows?
I remember. Well, I remember I played the Fog 5 years ago. I remember you were great, and I love this place. I'm like, I wanted to come back, and then I said, Rich is from Windsor, so I'm like, it'll be a good show, and we had a great time. It was a long ass drive, but it was worth it.
Because you did a straight Montreal shot, and you're going back tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What are you guys doing for breakfast?
Rich is taking us to this place that looks like the Northern Hotel from Twin Peaks.
What?
He says it's a place like the Northern...
I have to talk to him
Northern
about
Lodge,
this.
Like the Northern Lodge from Twin Peaks. He says it's a greasy spoon. It's amazing.
I gotta have a chat with him. Okay. Some new things have popped into Windsor since he left. Rich White, we're talking about,
Richard,
right?
Richard White, yeah. Dickie
White. So I have about 2 minutes left, and it's freezing cold out here, and some really scary people are walking in the streets. I would love to know more about this this baby talk. We have something in common. We both have something.
Yeah,
we
got little ones on the way.
But you're soon, right?
5 weeks.
But that could be in 3 days. At 5 weeks, you know. It
yeah.
Could be, like, so are you? Eager, anxious, terrified.
I'm very anxious because this is the most intense thing I've ever done in my life, and I have no idea what to expect. And everyone's telling my life is going to change, and I'm really excited. And I just want to meet her, and it's driving me crazy. Actually, I keep thinking about her all the time.
And so, you know, it's a girl, and you named it, and everything.
Her name's Mira Sky Deer. My wife's Scottish, so
come on.
Isle of Sky is her middle name. So
that's a great name.
Yeah, so we're like, she's gonna be, I think she's gonna be beautiful. So,
how is this gonna affect your music? You know, I don't know too many people that are this age that, you know, they are a touring band and they're forward enough, and like, we're pretty friendly, and that are saying, I got a kid on the way. What's this gonna do? Is music going to, do you know that you're going to totally dump this to the wayside for a while? Or?
I hope not, because I remember...
Because it can inspire you.
Because I remember, like, John Lennon, when he had his kid, he, like, totally gave up on music for 5 years.
Hello?
Yeah, someone's shouting at us to get directions to a building 30 feet from their car.
But, no, so, yeah, I don't know. I hope it's inspiring. I mean, in Montreal, it's like, the Deers had kids, and, like, all these bands I know are having kids. We're all at that age. We're in our 30s now. We're all getting older, and popping out little ones, so I'm hoping she'll inspire me, but I don't know. I mean, I have music, but I don't have lyrics, and I hope she'll...
Are you being inspired now, though?
I guess. Well, no.
Like prior to? Has it spawned anything yet? Like, you've had 9 months to create something.
No, because, well, the last record was, lyrically, was about loss and about hope, and so I was, like, going through a lot, leaving my band.
Yep.
I lost a lot of family members, but this record's all about birth and creation, so... God knows what it's going to be like when she arrives.
Thanks very much, buddy. I'm glad you're back. And look for them playing in Montreal and area. It's not going to happen for much longer, right?
November 13th at CASA.
And thanks very much to Magic Hall of Mirrors for playing the show tonight. Bye.